The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
.507 on the Central Coast. I'm Dave Congleton. Craig, we have a first-time guest in the studio.
Yeah, never had headphones on before.
So
can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear
sure.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right.
I learned a long time ago to do this so I can hear what goes on in here as well as here.
All right, just making sure. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'm Dave Congleton. It's one of those days. Tomorrow, Jeff Bliss will run the show. Because I'm going to be gone for a while. So we're so pleased that Annie Lorenzen is in studio. Annie, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
I like this topic. I think it's an important topic. Let me bring people up to speed here. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation Monday aimed at kicking minors off social media, putting the final stamp on a top Florida Republican priority that is widely expected to face legal challenges from the tech industry. Under the new law, many platforms are prohibited from allowing children younger than 14 to have an account. This is, we're talking about like Facebook and TikTok and things like that. State leaders contend that accessing social media is harmful to their development and mental health. The measure, which also targets adult websites, Hey, aligns Florida with other states like Arkansas and Utah that have attempted to rein in social media use, drawing the ire of the tech companies and free speech advocates. Here's Annie.
I'm all in favor of this happening. I think you and I have talked about, I don't have a great deal of faith that it can really happen, but I think that the reeling in is critical.
So let's start with the need, and then we'll talk about the practicality.
Okay.
Why do we need this?
We need this because now we have the data, and people oftentimes say statistics and data count more than anything. We have the data now, peer-reviewed otherwise, studies that are done that have shown that this it's an overstimulant, especially younger kids, and the neocortex, the part of the brain that has a lot to do with decision-making and other things, social interaction, et cetera, has been definitely and statistically proven to adversely affect that part of the brain in kids. It actually affects that part of the brain in adults, too, but that's another conversation. So I'm all for anything that will create a conversation that may or may not be contentious, and I'm all for anything that will challenge the tech companies on this.
There was a guy on a TV the other night. He's written a new book. Rewired, something along those lines.
Yeah, the wired generation.
The wired generation. And he is arguing that we have a whole generation of young people coming along whose brains have been rewired.
Yep.
Because the previous generation had flip phones, but it's the smartphone that changed everything. When you went from the flip phone to the smartphone. And now these kids are addicted to their phones. They're addicted to social media. It's harming their evolution of their brains. It's just rewiring everything with dangerous consequences.
It absolutely is. Like I said, the data and the studies, the legit ones are in. All you have to do is go online and look for it. It's very simple to find. I sent you an example of one. But damage has already been done, and the smartphone issue is because the smartphone now syncs with all those video games. The kids can access all sorts of things, but they can also continue their screen time that normally they might have been, you know, saving for home. The parents said, well, yeah, you can do it between the hours of this and this. Now these kids can do all the same gaming and more because the smartphones make that possible. But the data, the brain data, the brain studies, the medical studies are in. It has and continues to adversely affect the evolving brain.
And it's linked specifically to the smartphone.
Absolutely.
And the smartphone gives access to the different social media platforms.
Absolutely.
But yet you seem skeptical that this is going to last.
I wish I have been on this train since I was teaching. the train that says, stop, do not let kids on this, wait till the studies are in, be careful. The adverse effects on the brain are already showing up. I have watched young people that I know personally have a definite change in personality, those that were allowed unlimited use of their screens, unlimited, you know, accessibility, access. I've been on this for many, many years, and I retired from, 2017, I think, from the school. So, and I've continued to study it because, unfortunately, I became addicted to screens in more than once in my life. I was probably the best online solitaire player for a long time because I was on it for hours. Nothing better to do. I thought, oh, I'm using my brain. It's like a crossword. It's whatever. But also what's directly linked to this, besides and the neocortex being involved, of course, the addictive aspects of it, and the lack of empathy, that's the part of the brain that's affected. And so interpersonal communication is falling completely apart. And texting just takes over. Because I'm texting, I'm looking at video games, I can turn around and I text at the same time. Oh, good, this is good for me because I'm multitasking. No, it's not good for you. And I just want people to say, no, big government, that we don't want that. And then do the research to support, see if you can support your position. And now, our kids are at stake.
DeSantis initially had vetoed a law that targeted children under the age of 16.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He said that was too restrictive.
Yeah.
But he went with the law under 14.
Yeah, I wish it were 16, but it's. I'll just take initially under 14. I wish it were 16, but it's not. I don't look it. It's already been vetoed, and I don't think people are going to go for that. Also, social media is it's Goliath, absolutely Goliath. And I think it ought to tell people who are thinking, why do they care about the under 14-year-olds? Why do they care about kids who aren't legal age so very much? And it's not because they're representing or developing or putting out educational software. That's not what it's for. So I think people really, I wish people would get it up in arms and say, oh, it's another invasion of our home life. And, you know, is there going to be retribution or consequences or what? There could be, but I don't think it's going to happen.
So what's the role of government in a case like this? Because I know normally you historically have been reluctant to let government step in.
Absolutely. But in this case, because we now know it's a fact that children's brains have been impacted to the extent that they have, and what part of the brain is impacted, somebody's got to put the skids on somewhere. Start the putting on the skids and let parents take back your work at home with your kid, protecting them.
Is this similar, I guess, in some ways to cigarettes? The government stepped in
and
banned cigarettes first on TV. No TV and radio ads.
Well, and look what happened. All of a sudden, people really and truly believed and found out that indeed the tobacco industry had been pulling wool over people's eyes for years, for decades, and in the process, continuing to make people deathly sick. And it was an addictive thing. Same thing. And then all of a sudden, people who don't have enough insurance or insurance companies are having to pick up the bill for what the downside of these things are. And the same thing's going to happen with this.
All right. Annie Lorenzen is here for the hour reacting to the new legislation, the new law signed into effect in the state of Florida that keeps children under the age of 14 off of social media. It says that they can't have any accounts. Annie and I are both in favor of this legislation, but we wonder whether or not it will stand up in court. We'll take a short break and give Annie and I a chance to check our phones, and then we'll be back and keep the conversation going. I'm Dave Congleton. Happy Tuesday. This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We're in conversation with Annie Lorenzen. We're talking about the state of Florida, where they have decided to get tough on young people having access to different social media platforms. This would be like Facebook, TikTok, whatever. And now they have a new law that Governor DeSantis has signed that says if you're under the age of 14, you cannot have a social media account. Now, Andy, this is what you sent me. The brain scans show that kids with lots of screen time had a premature thinning of the cortex. This outermost layer of the brain processes different types of information from the senses. Translate. What does this mean?
What that means is that the part of the brain that literally helps someone navigate an interaction with another human being is affected. That part of the brain is actually thinned out so that the parts of brain that have to do with empathy, sympathy, being present with someone, being able to process somebody else's feelings or your own feelings or make an opinion based on something, you know, other than just a feeling type of thing. It's a very important part of our brain is impacted. That's negative. If you're losing that brain tissue, if you're losing part of your neocortex, then you are losing some of the messages that go through those neurons, through that part of the brain to help you navigate.
We should point out that this law in Florida was supported by both Republicans and Democrats. It's bipartisan support.
I'm so glad. Again, the studies are in. There have been, you can look up actual days when Congress had these brain doc, these neuroscientists in, and these neurosurgeons, they had them in testifying about the problem. And it's super, super serious. Your brain, what we know now, my second passion is neuroscience and how that affects behavior and behavioral science. So what we know now about the brain, you know what? The barn door is open and the horse has already gotten out.
Continuing in this article, Republican leaders and Democrats supporting the legislation say the restrictions are meant to curb serious issues plaguing children across Florida, including cases of bullying, depression, social pressure, and even suicide tied to accessing social media. They contend the law could protect kids from human trafficking, potential abuse, and other dangers facing them online. React to that.
I cannot say better than that or speak better than that, but I can say that I have read the studies and read the reports. These cases of young people's suicide, massive depression, other kinds of behavioral disorder, social disorders, has been directly linked to that, to this problem with the screens. And that's the neocortex. And there are other parts of the brain, too, but the neocortex is critical in a developing brain.
On the Stolberg text line, a listener asking, what about the parental controls? Why isn't that enough? You know, because, you can set parental controls.
Sure. I think that with the data, the way it's coming in is showing that parental controls are not enough. Kids have ways of getting around them, number one. Number two, it's not so much the parental control can be for content. But what we're talking about is the physiological result of the child in front of a screen. What the screen time and all of that is doing to the brain. It's not just about the content, although that's really important. But parental controls, they could be on some safe site. The parental control says, you know, maybe the parent says you may not be on for more than an hour a day. Wouldn't that be great? So there, yeah.
And this law is going to take effect January 1st. Let's go to Rick up in Templeton. Hey, Rick.
Hi there.
Hi, Rick.
Hi. A few years ago on the radio, they were telling what it was a story about the people that they needed the most for jobs.
Yeah.
You know, the two top jobs that were needed both entailed being able to speak to people real well,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying that there's a real shortage of people that can do that,
mm-hmm.
because of, you know, the computers and the smartphones and stuff. So I just thought I'd tell you that.
Yeah, that's been an ongoing complaint within the captains of industry and their minions for quite a while, Rick, that the people that they're seeing coming across, maybe first time they've come out into the workforce or it's been a while since they had interviewed, the quality of their communication skills has seriously deteriorated over the past 15, 20 years. And before that, actually, but now they're measuring those things. The military, I had a person that I used to have come into the classes at the Classical Academy, and he was a contractor for the military. And the military was seeing an influx of people, young people, who were not literate, basically, and not able to read other people's body language or tones of voice or whatever. So they were having inconclusive and very frustrating interviews, and they weren't able to fill basic positions in the military.
Rick, what do you think of the Florida law?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Good. Good. Spread the word, Rick.
That says
it all. Spread the word.
All right, Rick, thanks for the call. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832 for any Lorenzen. As this article points out, most social media platforms already state in their policies, Annie, that children younger than 13 aren't allowed to create accounts. But the Florida law requires these platforms to actually verify the age of its users. It leaves up to the companies to determine how to meet the requirements. If a platform is found in violation, they can be fined up to $50,000 per violation.
I wish. I really do. And we now know, and anyone that is involved with either social media from the developer side or from the already been around for a while in that platform side, that kids have found ways to get around that. They still do. Kids can get around having to be 13. So the idea that you could have a safeguard that would make it verifiable that you're that age, I think is critical. And because we now know that that wasn't enough.
Well, but now here we go. Arkansas, California, Ohio, and Utah passed similar bans last year on children using social media. But none of these laws have taken effect yet because of legal issues. Right. Federal judges have stopped the legislation from taking effect over concerns, here we go, that the bans violate kids' free speech rights and that age verifications are unconstitutional.
And anyone with a peck... Oh, I still remember how many quarts that was. Anybody with a peck of sense would punch a hole in that immediately. You're worried about a constitutional right when it's a vehicle that can hurt your child's brain and ability to function in the world as we understand it? I don't think that's a good argument.
So do children have free speech rights?
Not the same. We don't let them say anything and everything they want. They go to grandma's house or you take them to the doctor's office, whatever it is. It's not about their rights. It's about functioning as a member of their community. And within that community, what are we accepting as norms and what are we allowing to go through just because, well, eventually their amendments are being, you know, the Constitution's being violated. What do you really want for these kids?
Danny checks in on the Stolberg line. Hey, Danny, I agree with the Florida's law. I couldn't agree more, and glad to hear about the studies that have come out.
And they're not hard to find. For one thing, they've been around a while, and there have been more studies upon more studies that are very, very recent and ongoing. So look those up. And spread the word that this is an issue. And I cannot, because of my own personal experiences, I cannot emphasize enough how many adults have been affected adversely with depression and all these many, many other comorbidities because of being addicted to a screen.
It's not just the kids.
Right.
It's the adults, too.
Right.
But this legislation has been focused specifically on young people.
Thank goodness. And maybe, just maybe, the better parts of us as adults who really understand, and it's not hard to read the material that's out there that's legit, maybe it's time to have this conversation big time.
Maybe it's time for us to go to California Headline News and ABC Radio News. Maybe it's time for us to hear from Craig about the latest in time saver traffic and weather together. Then we'll keep the conversation going with Annie. Invite your thoughts as well as we talk about this new law in Florida. This is Hometown Radio. So here is the question we are asking as we continue with Andy Lorenzen in studio. What do we think of the new law in Florida signed by Governor DeSantis? Basically, takes children under the age of 14. They cannot have any social media accounts. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. Andy thinks it's a great idea. What do you think? Here's Dirk on KVEC. Hi, Dirk.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea, but I'm not too sure how you're going to force it. It's kind of ironic. I just deleted, uninstalled my Klondike Solitaire app a couple years ago. I mean, I'm sorry, a couple of hours ago. You know, some games they're playing. I'll get a deck of cards and play that. I'm personally addicted to YouTube and tracking my packages on Amazon.com. I think I'm going to be gone before this younger generation discovers all the games these oligarchic tech companies are playing and the propaganda and the little games, covert games they're playing with them. And this younger generation, I think you're going to be shocked to find some of these things out 10 to 15 years from now. And I just wish them the best of luck. I'm getting offline as much as possible whenever I can. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dirk. Annie?
Good on you, Dirk. Good on you. Yeah, that's, I said earlier, and I do truly believe that the horse has left the barn. We have already millions of kids that have been severely and permanently impacted and will continue to be because of the screen time that they're able to access. I think it's interesting that, yeah, how are you going to enforce it? And so far it sounds like the enforcement will come against the social media platforms who violate.
Yes.
Which is a great start as long as the fines are more than what we just heard.
805-543-8830, 800-549-5832 on the Stolberg text line. Annie taught a few classes with my grandson in attendance. He is better off because of her guidance. Social media programs a child's brain, and it does not value personal responsibility.
And it's the personal responsibility suffers because the child is losing a valuable part of the processing in the mind and the brain that makes them able to interact with the world around them, in particular other people. So, and I appreciate the kudos. Thank you so much. That gig was one of the greatest jobs of my life, and those kids taught me as much as I ever taught them.
Well, we talked a bit about government, but why not just leave it up to the parents? Because, let the parents decide what access their child should have to social media.
And I think that the data and the statistics, what's out there now tells us we've left it up to the parents this whole time. Somehow the parents are missing the message. The message is not getting to them. As a single mom once upon a time, there's all kinds of reasons that we don't pursue things because we think, well, you've got them under control. Right. This is not something that parents can control.
We go to Don in Arroyo Grande. Hey, Don.
Hi, Dave.
Hi,
Don. Annie.
Hi,
Don.
As good as this sounds, and you make a good argument, I don't want the government controlling anything. And this is all about control. Control of the people, control of the media, control of the words that you say, you know, misspeech and disinformation. This is all about control. And I don't want the government involved in any of that. And it should be education by the parents of the kids, but unfortunately, that's even been taken away at the schools. So I don't trust the government to do any of this.
I get the impression Don doesn't trust the government any. What do you think?
Yeah, and I and Don, in full disclosure, I have always felt that way, that it should be my job as a parent. It's my responsibility. They're my children. I'm sending those children out into my community, and I need. But I can't say that here. I, if nothing else, want a huge discussion around this because it hasn't worked to leave it up to the parents. And it's not the parents' fault, Don, but our children's brains, my grandkid's brain, has been already impacted by this because too many parents have not been given fair and square information. They can't make the decisions that they need to make because they don't have the information that they need.
What else, Don?
Well, I agree. You've got a good argument, and the things need to be done, but I don't trust the government to make those decisions for me, and this is just the beginning, or actually it's the middle, of a long line of controls that the government wants to have over what we say, what we do, and what we think.
Well, Don,
and that gets down to book banning and everything else.
Don,
and
but
the government should stay out.
Isn't what about the president of cigarette smoking? Government stepped in and took over there, banned it from TV and radio.
Banning it from TV and radio and advertising is different than going down to interrupting parental control and controlling individuals' lives.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother ball game.
Okay, and I understand, I truly do, understand where you're coming from. I came from that school, but now I'm in a spot where the data is in, and our children's brains are at risk, and it's not working, leaving it up to the parents, leaving it up to the media companies, the social media platforms. The thing I like about this particular approach is that they're going after, ultimately, the social media platforms, who needed to have been gotten and gone after a long time ago. Hmm. But our politicians, you're right, government is not doing what government was meant to do, and we're getting a lot of these encroaching things. But I cannot, in the same conversation, when I know that the children in this generation and to come, that their brains are impacted in a way that makes it less likely
it's
for them to interact with their communities in a positive way for the greater good, I can no longer afford to say, I want to leave it up to the parents. This is too much control. What? As long as they're going after the social media companies, that's where I have, I wish they would, Don, but they're not going to, because the politicians are in the pockets of those big lobbies.
All right. What else, Don?
No, it's just, I don't think it's the answer to the solution. I don't know what is, education is, but I see you're saying the same thing. It's not going to happen. And the only thing is you're giving up and saying somebody else needs to do it, and that's the government. And I don't think they're the ones that can do it.
I'm glad you called, Don. Thank you. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Alan's on KVEC. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Annie.
Oh,
hey.
My hero.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, yeah, I wouldn't let you get away scot-free. I had to call in. Yes, I agree with the idea of the law. And I also agree it's not likely to pass or succeed, I guess I should say.
Right.
But I do agree that if it stirs up more conversation, gets people to actually look at the situation, they might actually think. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've been concerned ever since people have been glued to their phones.
Right.
You've mentioned social skills. You've mentioned communication skills,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with all that. I also add to that analytical skills.
Absolutely.
The same problem with calculators. People need to do more thinking and not depend on the computer or the calculator to do all of it for them, because who knows what conclusions they'll come to. You need to know if a problem you're solving, if the answer makes sense.
Right.
I've done that, for example, let's say in physics. They count a number. Well, does that answer make sense? Not necessarily. So the more they can look at a problem and reason it out, the better.
Absolutely. And the brain, and you would know this, Alan, even better than I, the brain is essentially a muscle in many, many ways. And it needs to be exercised.
Yeah.
And one of the ways the brain is exercised is through thought. And thought carries energy that is carried along the neurons and all these things that are in the brain. I am so tripped out, and I'm a total brain nerd. Talk about neuroscience, I am there. Behavioral science, because that's attached to what happens in neuroscience,
mm-hmm.
I'm all over that like white on rice. And it's never, ever too late to educate ourselves about the power of something that we all take for granted.
Alan?
Yes, and one of the myths that's been out for many years is that after a certain point, you lose brain matter. That only happens if you're abusing yourself with substances like too much alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain does regenerate,
right,
or can regenerate, as long as you keep it working. Yeah, keep
right.
the exercise going.
Right.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Annie Lorenzen on this broadcast. reacting to Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, signed a new legislation that in the state of Florida, children under the age of 18 cannot have social media accounts. On the Stolberg line. Well, here's a legitimate question. Imagine what our world is going to be like with all of these children running it down the road.
I don't even want, I can't even. When you are going grocery shopping these days or you end up in a group of adults talking, inevitably somebody in that group, somebody along some queue in a grocery store, wherever, is going to end up talking about the lack of common courtesy, the lack of what we used to call courteous behavior, the inability of kids to comport themselves, and many young adults, to comport themselves in a civil manner out in public. Much of that is because they have signed over, unintentionally mostly, that part of their brain. And we know what causes it. We're seeing it in social situations now way more than the problems that my parents had with us growing up in the 50s and 60s trying to, you know, figure out and navigate life and doing scary things. But those scary things, with the exception of drugs, those scary things were not impacting our ability of our brain to do what it needs to do.
All right, we'll be back for a final segment with Annie. We're live, we're local. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. All right, let's take another phone call for Annie Lorenzen as we talk about what they did in the state of Florida. A new law goes into effect. We'll say in Florida, children under the age of 14 cannot have social media accounts. Lance is with us in San Luis. Hey, Lance.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Annie. How are you?
We're good.
Oh, so nice to hear from you.
It's always a pleasure when you're on. You know, the quickest and easiest way to, because I'm kind of in Don's camp. I don't necessarily like the government doing this, but I also think the social media companies need to be held liable, and I'm real surprised that there hasn't been some smart tort lawyer getting a suit like they did against the tobacco companies for a defective product.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing evidence of that possibility or whatever that would look like today in the tort system when we see them with their feet to the fire in front of Congress. I think there's a movement afoot, and that's why I like this piece, not because of the control issue or any of that, but if it stimulates enough conversation that people pay attention, then maybe we have a better chance of holding social media platforms feet to the fire for some of this stuff.
Lance?
Well, it's just, yeah, if you made the social media companies liable for damage, you would see them change real quick.
Right.
Especially if you're talking about the amount of liability, just, you know, what was that, 30 years ago, the tobacco companies, can you imagine? We'd be in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that some of the state AGs haven't gotten on board with this and trying to collect and bolster the state's coffers at the backs of the tech companies.
Yeah, and that's, Lance, that's really what my hope is today in some way. The people like you, people like the people, Don, everybody that has called in or messaged would really take this on in some personal way so that we stand a better chance.
So be parents.
Well, not only that, but we stand a better chance of representation by our politicians, those that supposedly represent, you know, their constituents. And because money talks, and the damage that's being done, is much of it is irreversible.
All right, Lance, thank you. Let me hear from Craig on this, because Craig's a parent.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the new Snapchat widget thing that came out where kids can go on to their Snapchat and find out where they rank amongst their friends to see how much, like, oh, I'm you know, their fifth friend, according to Snapchat, on how much we communicate, or on their 10th friend. And that is not good in any way. I just kind of want to throw out some numbers.
No, I'm glad you did.
The second leading cause of death in adolescents 15 to 19 is suicide.
Yeah.
Only second to accidents.
Right.
And the number one cause of death between 14 and 15-year-olds is suicide.
Yeah.
And that's exactly who they're targeting. And to me, kids are already restricted age-wise from many websites. Lots of them, you have to be a certain age. This is just adding more to that age-restricted list. It's not something new. It's just adding to it. And just like movies back in the 1980s, they used to be PG and R. And they had to have a kind of a middle ground there. So that's when they added PG-13. And guess what? The world continued.
And another example of government stepping in.
Right.
And doing something.
There is. I'm a great fan of the Constitution in so many ways. And when you read the Federalist Papers and all those sorts of things. And when government's doing its job, in my opinion, in a way that is conducive to make the greater good, and is truly looking at leaving the states to do certain things, and then the states are able to step up and do other things. So I think we need to get back to that process. Let the states, like they're doing with this, take that on for us, but know that it's happening, and please get involved in some way, and please don't forget the damage to the adult brain. A lot of times we are sold as seniors, you need to keep your brain agile. It's really good to do games, New York Times games, good word games. But what happens is we end up spending hours on those games, and we don't have a young brain anymore.
If you want in on the conversation, we need to hear from you now, please. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. Well, here's someone else on the Stolberg line agreeing with Don. No need for parenting anymore. Just let the government do it for you. That's not what we're saying.
Well, I mean, I understand.
It's a combination. It's a combination. It's the government and its parents.
Yeah, but again, I was in that camp, and many of my friends are libertarian. We're talking about our children's brains. We're not just talking about simple things anymore. We're talking about things that impact a society, things that impact interpersonal relationships within families, within neighborhoods, and you just spread it out all the way across the globe in all these different areas. So we no longer, in my opinion, and you know that... I had an old insurance guy that used to say, you know, that's just my opinion. You know how much I value it. So, but my opinion is we don't have any more time to waste at stepping into some things.
Well,
and we need the help.
You keep in mind the growth is exponential.
Yeah.
We did the introduction of the smartphone had this effect. And now we got TikTok and now something Craig just was explaining, that other thing. It's just accelerating.
And if we look at what Florida's trying to do, they are ultimately trying to put the responsibility and liability back where it belongs, which is the social media platforms. Do we need to maybe try something else in between? I agree. Do we need to find another way that people aren't so nervous about their rights being eroded? All of a sudden, we're not talking about rights anymore. We're talking about children.
Well, yeah,
brains.
We're talking about children. We're talking about children under the age of 14.
Brains. And we know that the damage is getting done and it's not stopping. So I don't have the luxury anymore of saying, like I used to, you know what, too much big government is, this isn't about big government anymore.
But
and it's a state. These are states standing up, not the feds.
On the Stolberg line, screens are raising children, not parents.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the phone has become a pacifier for children and adults, has it not?
In many cases, it has. I've seen a lot of families pulling back and saying, don't give it. I mean, I've seen kids that are under a year old being given a screen game, and I want to shriek.
So how old for a kid getting a phone?
Oh, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, in my humble opinion, which I value very much, I don't think kids should have smartphones. I don't think kids should have anything other than an emergency phone until they're well into high school.
This guy on that TV the other night, the psychologist who wrote the book, said that children, all they need is a flip phone.
Yeah.
It goes back to that argument.
Yeah.
They don't need a smartphone.
You need to get a hold of your parents, emergencies, and vice versa. And that's it, because this distraction is too great for the developing brain to, they can't discern yet. I mean, that's just proven. The brains aren't capable of discerning what's in their best interest. So who's going to do that for them? That's what we used to do as parents.
I just don't see it changing, sadly.
Well,
because I think the Florida law, even though I would agree with it, is most likely going to be struck down because these other four have been struck down.
Well, and Lance made a really good point that eventually somebody is going to be able to craft something, like at the AG level or whatever, but in the States, somebody's going to be able to craft something that creates another situation like the tobacco company's issues back when. Somebody's going to be able to do that. And there are people smart enough out there to do that. As to who gets a hold of them and how they use that kind of brain, it remains to be seen. I just like this gave us an opportunity to have a very interactive conversation today. Neither one of us has a hope that it's really going to go through because of all the interests in between. But somebody might be able to get through. If enough states get on board with their own attorney generals and work these things out, we have a chance.
It's funny. I was watching a concert video of, I think it was like 2005. It was REM. I just was watching a video. And what struck me is that there were thousands of people in the audience. Not a single phone.
Right.
Right?
Right.
This was before phones.
Yeah.
And people were there for the music.
Right.
And they were dancing. And had nothing to do with capturing the moment on their camera.
Right.
It just shows and underscores how much things have changed in daily interaction.
Yeah, and they cut down the lights in a concert house, whether it's a stadium or a regular concert place. They cut the lights down so that as they're filming it for a documentary down the road, you can see everybody's phone in the background lit up going in time to the music, like a bunch of metronomes.
To be continued. Annie Lorenzen, always a pleasure. I got 30 seconds for a final thought, please.
Oh, I just appreciate this opportunity, and I hope that, I don't care how few, but I hope that people will get on this bandwagon for the sake of their children, their grandchildren, and their own brains. And as we age, those of us that are getting older, less people who can manage and communicate with older people are coming up because they don't have the social skills. And that's too bad.
It is too bad. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Off we go. We've got news and traffic and weather. Dr. Larry Martinez joins us next to round out today's broadcast. I would stick around. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111911.